yet unified. Christians? No. We got unified in the idea of going to heaven.
You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Frisco. This message was recorded on January 20th, 2021, and is titled January 20th, 2021. Grab your Bible, turn to the book of Acts, and let's join Steve in the message.
We got unified in the idea of, so I'm glad morning. I don't have to be here anymore. Well, I got news for you. I'm a terrible preacher because I like being here. I mean, even in on the swearing in day of all the adjectives I could put out. I have enjoyed my day. You know, I smile all day. Murph, when I walked in this morning, they're all looking at me like I'm fixing, watching me, he's fixing to blow. Oh, sir, this is a day that the Lord has made. I'll just rejoice and be glad in it. It's all going to be all right one of these days, but unified in purpose. This is the story that Robin and I drove around the country and preached for the last 48 months. When you can't unify in your theology and you can't unify in a building and you can't unify in the way you're going to sing or the way you're going to either dip them or dunk them or what, all the different things that we choose to be different. Do you think for one instant that God's people could unify for just a second in purpose? You think in the state of New Mexico you could unify in the purpose of opening up? Do you think in America we could unify in the purpose of county by county protection of our First and Second Amendment rights and protection of originality in the Supreme Court and protection of our own courthouse and our own flag and our own judicial system right in our own county? Do you think there's any way that we could unify in purpose? Because if we ever unify in purpose, this wasn't just unity in believing that Jesus came, died, got up, and left. This is unified in purpose, and they're coming together and they're having a group meeting trying to figure out, how are we going to do this? We're all holed up in a building and we don't know what to do when we get outside. We need God to show us what to do. And they're all sitting there and they're unified in purpose. Guess what happened that day? Some more crazy stuff. Like we ain't had some crazy stuff already. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. How many of y'all are ready to be in a sacred assembly when God shakes us again? Not just because the preacher screams and hollers a little every now and then. Well, the cotton-picking building shakes. And the fear of the Lord begins to just reek through the assembly right quick. What in the world is going on, God? Our God knows He's free to do that here. Just as soon as you're ready. He'll do that just to let you know that He's still on the throne and He can shake anything He wants to. He started shaking. The sound from heaven filled the whole house. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as a fire. One sat upon each of them. And they were all filled. They were all filled. They didn't pray a prayer and blow some snot. They were all filled, pressed down, shaken together, and overflowing. And they began to speak in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Anybody in here besides Alan Smyre ever seen that in real life? We've seen it, haven't we, Alan? Absolutely. Where were we at? It was in the jail. I forget how many guys. There's a pretty good little wad of them. Probably 9 or 11. So, you remember the big guy's name that was standing next to me? That doesn't matter. He was from over around Wheeler or someplace. But anyhow, he's a good guy. He had a praying grandma and a mom. Anyhow, we walk in there that day. Kind of funny. I look back on that now, Alan, and we were really unified in purpose. The purpose wasn't to get out of jail. The purpose was to find the kingdom of God. And these guys were really hungry, and we were in there teaching and doing. And I don't remember what happened. We were led by God to have a little prayer together in that morning. And we're in that little cement block room there, and this pile of guys, and this one old boy, he's a pretty big old boy. He said, I don't mind, remember this? He said, I don't mind y'all circle up and praying. But now they ain't going to be none of that tongue talking. I've been speaking in tongues for over 20 years, and most of y'all wouldn't have a clue. Because ain't none of y'all's business until God makes it your business. He said, there ain't going to be none of that tongue talking. I said, Slick, you probably ought to stand by me. And we were standing in a circle, and we began to pray, and Alan was praying, and I'm standing here, and I got old muscles by the hand right here, and we were praying around there, and all of a sudden, tongues of fire, one on each man. I'm telling you, as real as I'm standing here, am I lying or telling the truth? One on each man. And I'm telling you, old muscles started jumping up and down, all 240 pounds of him. And he started yodeling like a canary in a cage. He was sweating and shaking, squeezing my hand till I thought he about broke my hand. He was getting it. It was real. Got all done, and I said, good job on that tongue-talking thing. Yeah, way to hold off on that. Man was never the same again. Got letters from him for a long time. Power of God come on him. Reality of God come on him. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about to my family right here tonight. This is what's real. Kingdom of God. Word of the Lord came to me today while I was in the bathroom. God doesn't care if you're in the bathroom or not. When shared with a lady today, I just got through praying with her. I was fixing to go up there and auctioneer again, and the Lord spoke to me and said, go back. He said, I want you to tell her, and I want you to share with them tonight what I did right here. He exposed the kingdom of God. One time, 50 days after Passover, when the real lamb was sacrificed, 50 days later, according to God's word, he poured out his spirit just like Joel wrote it. And the kingdom of God filled the universe. The Bible says that Jesus Christ resurrected to fill the universe. I probably didn't do good Sunday morning, but we have a lot of phraseology in Christianity today. We want to invite Jesus into our hearts. I'm going to have chapter and verse on that one. As my Bible says, things like lay down your life. A man must die before he can live. Take up your cross and follow me. A man must be born again, truly born again in the Holy Spirit to see or enter the kingdom of God. These are the scriptures that I hang my hat on when it comes to salvation, that you have become a new creation in Christ Jesus. The old man has gone. Not Jesus come into my mess like I live, while I live like Hades until time to go to heaven. It's a lie. And so God poured out his spirit on this day while they were all sitting in a room, one purpose. God shook the earth, poured out his spirit, proved it by men speaking in tongues. We'll talk about that more in the weeks to come. And look, let me tell you, I don't want to monkey with anybody's religion, but if you're a person that's been raised all your life to believe that that still doesn't happen, you need to go home, read your Bible, turn your preacher off, and read your Bible, because when it came upon me, that gift came upon me. I was sitting in a certain man's Bible study that told you if any manifestation happened like that, it had to be Satan himself, and you were going to hell. Because of one scripture in 1 Corinthians 13:8, one scripture that says these things have passed away. Well, if you've ever read Isaiah 11, if you've ever read Revelations 9-12, you will understand that that was not talking about that particular time. But when you take one piece of scripture and you justify your unspiritual self, your puffed up, super righteous, unspiritual self built up by institutions of men, you now become a heretic and a liar, because the Bible says these gifts have been given to all men by one and the same Spirit to be useful for your training and for your use by God in the purposes of God. And he poured out his Spirit. It was proved with this one particular gift at this time. And these things are absolute truth. And all that bullarchy that we've listened to for years got us to where we're at today. And you got to admit, we're in a mess. We're in a huge spiritual deficit in this country. That's the truth. And he poured out his Spirit. Why? To expose us to the kingdom of God. Later we'll read about Peter, who no longer was the village idiot getting rebuked by Jesus all the time. He's the man standing on the stage preaching the kingdom. Preaching the kingdom. While Jesus was here for 3.5 years under the anointing of God, he'd walking in the power of the Holy Spirit himself, he preached the kingdom. He preached the kingdom, the kingdom, the kingdom, the kingdom. Kingdom is here. The kingdom is now. The kingdom upon us. The kingdom within us. The kingdom at hand. And when Jesus breathed his last, the Bible said that the curtain to the most holy place, the closest you could get to the kingdom of God before the resurrection of Jesus, the curtain was torn in two. And all mankind gained access to the throne room of grace. And it happened right here while they were sitting in a room, one in purpose. The earth shook and tongues of fire came down. And they were filled. Filled. Not one person in that room deserved to be filled. Yet today we'll tell you you're saved and someday you'll be ready to be filled. I used to teach like that. Not anymore. You're truly born again, you're filled. The Bible says you've been given everything necessary for life and godliness. Nothing's been withheld. When Jesus breathed his last, he said it was finished. What else is he going to do? So you know what you need to do now? You need to enter in. Because the word that I brought to that lady today at the sale barn, I went back and told her, I said, hey, I got to tell you something. I don't know what this all means for you, but I know it means a lot to me and the people that I set the kitchen table with. There are many who believe there's a kingdom of God. And there are many who stand outside the kingdom begging God to reach his arm from within the walls of the kingdom and give you something from the kingdom. When the whole time Jesus sits on his throne, he said, I've made a way. I am the gate. I am the door. Enter in. You can't become a student of until you enter in. Have you entered in? It's finished. The kingdom is here. Have you entered in to the kingdom of God? That's not a God that simply dwells in you for a minute. That's the God who now has consumed you. He becomes your government. That's the government that's above all governments. That guy they put in today, he ain't doodly squat compared to God. When God rules, creation responds. Today I'm here to tell you, these people sat in a room not knowing what to do next. Here's the next thing you do. Be sure you're entered in. Jesus told it to Nicodemus. He's the smartest guy in the whole town. John chapter 3. Lest a man be born again, he will not enter, nor will he see. Have you entered? Can you see? Because here's your evangelism lesson for the day. We've been standing outside the kingdom trying to get people to find a kingdom that we've never invited them into. You better know Jesus. You're going to die one of these days. Well, they can tell you that 3 seconds after you're born. I didn't get born again because I was going to die. My name's in that book. I hope y'all's is. I think me and Robbins are side by side. I hope it's right there together. So I know my name's in that book. I'm not worried about how this turns out after I die. That's why I'm not afraid of dying. I'm trying to figure out how you live in the kingdom while you're still living in the earth. I want to be a student of the kingdom. I feel really confident now. I think I could share as much about the kingdom of God with my friends and neighbors as I can about equine events. I even know the genealogies if I could just say the names. Still have a little trouble with my addresses, so I quote Jesus all the time. Somewhere it is written. But it's in me. Guess what? I can see it. You remember when Elijah or Elisha, I forget which one he was. They were in kind of a mess. Can't remember the address of this one either. He said, Lord, open the eyes of my servant so he can see who's here. And he looked up, and the mountains were covered with the angels of God. And you see where you're at? In Western culture Christianity, we told you that the kingdom is well yonder. You probably ought to scream at God so he can hear you. You'll be nice down here. He'll be nice from up there. And someday, if you do it right, you can go from here to there. And then in the truth of Hebrew Christianity, knows that there's a kingdom. When you know there's a kingdom, then you know there's a king. When you know there's a king, you realize somebody rules. When you realize somebody rules, you no longer use the Christian phrase of, it doesn't matter, God's in control. That's not true. God is providential. He guardians. God is sovereign because he's a king. He rules, therefore there's consequence for sin. There's also blessing for obedience. Do you know why I think some of the prophets were a little off in the past months? I think there's a lot of men in the earth today. Not a lot. There's a few men in the earth today who have a prophetic ear for God. They have a very lofty heavenly reality. They just forgot about people. They thought just because God said it, he was going to do it. They forgot about the ifs of the prophets. If my people, if you repent, if you turn, if you do. Maybe that's what's wrong in America today. Our spirituality lost connection with the footstool of God's kingdom. You see, Psalms 110 says, the earth is my footstool and heaven is my throne. How many of y'all take off your feet and put them on your footstool while your hiney sits in a chair? It's all connected. The kingdom of God. Can you see? Can you hear? Are you ready for God to shake the room? You ready for tongues of fire? I'll just be real honest with you. That day, that guy was going, I want it out. I thought I might be his next snack. So it's not one of these deals where it's just a glory Honolulu moment all the time. That's why I don't think people get ready for this stuff. You really want revival in our land? There's a pattern. I'm slowly reading it to you, chapter and verse. Sharing life experiences and truths about God so we can assemble. And we can receive. And we can leave. Be effective. Powerful. I hear you. See, the Lord wants me to tell you right quick. Not only have I seen a lot of people come to Jesus in the past months, seen a lot of healings. You know why? Because just like today, when somebody tells me they're ailing, I just ask them if they want me to pray for them. Right there. Or I call them on the phone. If I hear about it, call them on the phone and say, hey, would you like me to pray for you? Because God's really been healing people. He does that, you know. It's like real. Man, see them get well. What's wrong with that? It's not reserved for me. The reason I'm at the front is to tell y'all ought to be doing it. We got a big job. If it takes 40 years, we got a really big job. Y'all are up for it. I'm done for tonight. Except for one last thing. Every light on, every head up, every eye open. No background music, no smoke and mirrors. Are you sitting in this room tonight and you know you're not born again, but you want to be? You've not entered the kingdom of God, but you would like to be. I'm not going to lead you in there. I'm going to pray for you so that somewhere in this week, in this day, or in this moment, God might reveal himself to you in the most personal way that you've ever thought possible, that you might go ahead and humble yourself and enter in, that you become a student of the kingdom of God, a disciple of Jesus Christ. Is there anybody here that needs to acknowledge that tonight before I close? You do? Would you like to come? Could you come down here and I'll pray with you? Come on. I love this. Because I'm telling you, if you're not bold enough to walk towards Jesus in this, well, you ain't going to do doodly squat when you get outside. That's the truth. Come here. It's good to have y'all tonight. Yeah, I married these birds. They married each other, but. Hey, is there anybody else tonight that you know you haven't entered into the kingdom of God? If there is, come down here right quick, and we're going to pray because we're family. We love each other. Anybody else right quick? We're going to pray. All right, let's pray. Lord, we just thank you right now, and I just pray, Lord Jesus, that not only for my sister, but I pray for everyone in this room. Because I know, God, I know there's people sitting in chairs right now going, ugh, you've heard it. Lord, we want to be exposed to your kingdom. We want to receive the power from on high. We want to be knowledgeable of your word, knowledgeable of your truth, knowledgeable of your kingdom here and now. We want to bow before you, King Jesus, here and now. Come to a place of total surrender. So I'm asking you, Jesus, you pull the scales off, pull the curtain back, reveal yourself, God, like you, very personal, like only you can do, to that overwhelming place. That's like that right there. Thank you, Lord. Y'all hear that? It's the peace of God that transcends all understanding. Thus saith the Lord, I am the God who is. I am the good shepherd. My sheep, they hear my voice and they follow me. I have many lambs, but I will leave the 99 to find the one. They too would come into my fold. I am the good shepherd, says the Lord. I lay down my life for the sheep. I am the gate, says the Lord. Enter through me.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message, January 20th, 2021. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. We're on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship, and you can tune in every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. Mountain Time, to hear Steve on AM 1450 Cow Country. For Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.